We are wrapping up the work in school week with quiet and chilly weather across the Northeast. Over the weekend, many of us will see accumulating snow tomorrow into tomorrow night, and we'll keep things on the cool side, wrapping up the weekend on Sunday and starting off next work week on Monday. Right now, things are pretty gray. We've had a lot of clouds in the area today. It's kind of a blend of some low clouds primarily across the north, and then some high clouds from the capital region on south. Temperatures are on the cool side. We're running mainly in the 30s this afternoon, so you definitely need that heavy coat. And moving ahead into tonight, there are no weather concerns. No snow in the forecast for tonight. So if you have plans tonight, you know there's a lot of parties and such this time of year. It'll be on the chilly side, but I'm not expecting any concerns on area roadways. Temperatures will fall back into the 20s overnight. A few spots may dip into the upper teens late at night and first thing tomorrow morning. And then through the day tomorrow, we'll see clouds fill back in as a storm system lifts to the northeast. The actual storm will track southeast of New England, and it will come close enough to bring accumulating snow to a decent amount of the region. Accumulations will not be super heavy, but we are looking at travel impacts, especially through portions of New England and also areas south of Albany coming up later tomorrow into tomorrow night when the snow is likely to be the heaviest. So in terms of accumulation, we're really on the western edge of this thing. So if you were to draw a line from about Binghamton to about Schenectady and then northeast to about Burlington, Vermont, in that range and in areas to the east, we're looking at accumulations from about a covering to an inch or two. Accumulations will be heavier for areas to the east and south of the capital region. So for the southeastern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Taconics, the Berkshires, the Pioneer Valley, into southern Vermont, those areas are more likely to see about 2 to 6 inches of snow accumulation, heaviest late tomorrow into tomorrow evening. The storm will exit in time for Sunday, though there may be a few snow showers in the air at times as we go through the second half of the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and cold, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of afternoon light snow, especially for the Lake George Saratoga region, and then east into southern Vermont, high 30 to 35. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and cold, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of afternoon light snow, high 30 to 35. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of snow heaviest during the afternoon, with highs in the lower 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and cold, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, cloudy with snow developing during the afternoon, with highs in the lower 30s. Region-wide on Sunday, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, high 28 to 36, and on Monday, a blend of clouds and sun with scattered snow showers and highs 28 to 36. Have a good weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.